You're listening to Kaleidoscope on member-supported 91.3 WYSO Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at wyso.org. WYSO is a community service of Antioch College for the Miami Valley and beyond. We had all kinds of music back there. We heard from the Buffalo Killers, the Black Keys, Should, John Doe, Saint Seneca, and many, many others. Getting the playlist updated at wyso.org, so check that out here in a few minutes. But, you know, you don't have to go surfing around the internet just yet. You're going to want to, you know, get ready, get set, because we have some amazing live music in store for you. Our guests for the evening were on the show about, it's been at least 2 years, because I know we were in the old studio, and it was kind of a miracle that we fit all of them in that room, because they are a band of a lot of folks that make a lot of great sounds, and they're going to be performing for us, and we'll be catching up with them and talking about where you can check them out this summer and what's new since last we heard them. But right now, I'm going to hand things over to the WYSO Performance Space for some live music from our good friends, Jostle. Jostle live in the WYSO studios. I have to say, there was a lightning bolt perfectly timed with one of those drum crashes. It was pretty awesome. Perfectly timed. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to be back to talk with the band and hear some more live music. This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Radio Basim, the host of a brand new show on 91.3 called Behind the Groove. Where else but YSO can you get 2 hours of the funkiest, hippest, booty-shaking music on the planet? Friday nights at 10. After Around the Fringe, get Behind the Groove on 91.3 WYSO. It's just fun with a K on the end.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliet Frumholt, joined in the studio by the members of Jostle. We've got, let's see if I can name everybody here. We've got Adam, Brian, Eric, Justin, Greg, Lynetta, and Beatrice, Edna, and Precious. Did I get everybody?
Yes!
Got you all. Welcome back, everybody. So happy to have you here. Happy to have you. And I know for you guys it's been quite a short trip because you were just here with the Rev Cool on Friday night during the Pet War, but we're very happy to have you here this evening. For Kaleidoscope listeners who haven't heard from you in a couple of years, what have you guys been up to? I've been seeing you playing out so much. How's this year been for you so far?
Yeah.
Brian, what's up?
Brian, the bass player. We've been real good. We've been real busy, and we're going to stay pretty busy over the summer. Well, our next gig is going to be June 27th at Oregon Express.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Nice,
yeah,
nice.
We were in Columbus a few times.
Yeah.
We expanded a little bit.
Oh, very nice, very nice. Yeah. And I see you're getting ready for festival season as well. Mm-hmm. A slew of dates on your website. Mm-hmm. Miami Valley Music Fest, of course, in August. Wham Bam, Olmsted.
Yes.
What's it like... What is the difference for you guys in playing like those big outdoor festival stages and then playing like those real intimate, like dark, tight spaces like the OE? Is it a different vibe for you guys or do you prepare differently?
I get to use a bigger amp. And that's
always
good.
We get to have smaller sets, which is sometimes nice because, you know, we find ourselves playing sometimes, you know, 4 hours plus at some of these bar gigs, and at the festivals we get to do like 50 minutes, and then we get to hang out.
I was gonna say most of us in the group are nature oriented at heart, and whenever we get to do something outside, that's pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. It feels good. So in that respect, the vibe is definitely
We all live in a city, so we like to go out to the country.
Gotta reconnect.
Go out, play a little music, and then hang out outdoors and reconnect. I like it. In terms of recording, are you guys working on anything right now, or what's shaking there? Anything yet?
We just got done recording a couple months ago. We're doing a few EPs that are going to come out instead of doing one long album. Try to mix it up a little bit and do a series of smaller EPs, kind of a different vibe. Be like playing cards. You can kind of collect them all.
Oh, I like
it. Trade them with your friends. As opposed to, here's our CD, and people get tired of it. Try to do something a little bit different and mix it up a little bit.
I like that. I like that a lot. You said different vibe, and will each EP kind of follow a different vibe? Because within your music, you know, there's the dancier stuff, there's the slower jam kind of stuff. Or are you going to kind of mix it up among the EPs?
Yeah, I think our different sound is kind of what got us in that direction. The the first couple we want to put out, it's more of a funk EP, and then the other one more of a dance, more of a disco sound to it. So, yeah, our different varieties of, we thought it was best to, encapsulate our music that way.
Mix it up.
Yeah.
I like it. Yeah, that totally makes sense, because even just within the first two songs, just such a wide variety of styles going in there. What have you guys been doing as you're writing and developing material and picking out stuff on the EPs? Do you generally say like, oh, okay, we want to work on something dancey or something like that? Or does it just kind of come out, you know, I don't want to say fully formed, but close to it when you guys are working on stuff?
We got tons of stuff. I mean, we can like stop writing music and do a few more albums. So, and I think that's one reason why we want to do it this way too, is to, you know, highlight the different types of music that we have. Mm-hmm. So it's not really, you know, we don't have to like, we got to write one more dance song for this particular thing because we've already,
we already got it.
Yeah, we got it.
Does that make it extra interesting sometimes when you're, especially like when you're expanding out into a market, like when you decided to, you know, start expanding into Columbus, figuring out kind of, you know, where you're going to play and who you're going to play with, because you can fit in so many different places and on so many different bills. Mm-hmm. On the one hand, that can be an advantage. And on the other hand, it can be hard to sort of figure out when you're in a new place, sort of, you know, what the right fit is. Was it challenging or was it pretty easy?
It's kind of, you know, sometimes it's kind of, we're different than a lot of bands. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are funk and soul and reggae bands out there, but when you kind of mix it up a little bit, mm-hmm. it kind of works for you. Then at the same time, you're kind of an oddball,
right.
Which we're all,
we're all
10 to 13 oddballs. So it all works out in the end, but we're always looking to expand out and try playing with different bands. We played with the Cricket Bows about almost a year ago now. That was really cool because they had more of the rock vibe. Mm-hmm. We've got the funk and soul, and I think Dayton audiences can appreciate that because we all grew up listening to C93 and or WTUE, so I think that there's a big crossover for people in the area.
And I think, too, I think people are just pleasantly surprised when they – and they finally get to hear who we are and what we do, and they're a little shocked. They come expecting a reggae band, and we
right.
throw down funk, and
yeah,
then they expect
true.
Funk, and then we throw down just soul, and mm-hmm. so you just never know what you're going to get.
Yeah, that's interesting you should say that, because a lot of people say, oh, what kind of band are you? And mm-hmm. I'm like,
what do you want it to be?
Yeah, and then they're like, aren't you in a reggae band? I'm like, well, no, I'm in a, well, yeah.
Just come see us. Just come see us.
Well, you know, one of the differences, you know, I think there's been kind of a big shift, especially in Dayton, since you guys were last here, is that all of a sudden, like, the funk thing is totally back, you know, funk and soul. Like, it was always kind of there in our collective history. And now all of a sudden people are really kind of stepping up and recognizing it. Has that been helpful for you guys in getting your sound out there to be sort of connected to that history and be kind of on the forefront of moving that forward in our local music scene?
I haven't noticed it.
Really?
No, that stuff is coming. Yeah. But as far as like, you know, the bands come, and there's the, you know, the Defunk All Stars.
Yeah.
You know, they've always been around. You know, I mean,
that's right.
So I mean, I don't know. I mean, what do you think, Brian? Funk is your baby.
Drama. I think that we have a proud, strong heritage. I know mm-hmm. Basim does the funk show here. Mm-hmm. I mean, for me personally, as a bass player, funk is, that's what I'm all about. That's what mm-hmm. I love. So it's cool to be in a band. We're adding to that fine, time-honored Dayton tradition. How's that for a
I like
free
it.
Thought answer?
Yeah. Moving forward into the fall, so you've got the summer festival season, and of course, you guys are going to be playing the WISO community concert in September, which we're so excited about at Riverscape. What is the fall looking like for you guys? Are you going to keep going with the live stuff or kind of focus in on getting those EPs out, or yet to be seen?
I'm sure we'll do a combination of both. Mm-hmm. We got the Reggae Festival at the end of summer, mm-hmm. so and then the WISO show. I mean, we're looking to book September. October. I mean, we're always looking for good shows, mm-hmm. and I don't think any of us want to say we want to stop doing it, because I think we tried that once. Like, let's take a break, and then something sweet comes up, and then we take it. So
we'll take a break after this one. No, after that one.
Right.
I know how that
doesn't
goes.
Work out that way.
You know, plus two, we're a live band. We like to have mm-hmm. fun. We like hanging out with each other.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, basically, you get 10 to 13 people on stage, and it's a party. I mean, we all like hanging out and having a good time.
Yeah,
so
we'll
always keep playing.
When we first started, we said, you know, we were getting people playing. It's like, we'll do a show once a month and that kind of.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
That's how they lured me in. Right. I remember that message.
Yeah, she reminds us that every now and then. Like, we got four shows
I'm
in August.
I'm a school teacher, so I got to be up, you know.
But But it's got to be, I was going to say, it's got to be fun because just watching you guys, you know, in the studio without, you know, a live audience with, you know, essentially an audience of three of us here, you guys just seem to have such a good time playing together.
Oh, that's fantastic.
We have the best time.
We were at Charlie Stuff last week, and that was, we had the, like on Rev Cools, we had three horns, so we had our own horn section, trombone, saxophone, trumpet, and it was blazing.
Yeah, it was hot as hell on the stage.
It was ridiculous.
It was the hottest it's ever been.
There was a party from the time we stepped on the stage to the time we stepped off the stage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was a sauna.
If people want to keep tabs on where you guys are going to be so they can come out and dance and join in the party, where should they connect with you guys online?
We have a website, www.jossolfamily.com. And check us out on Facebook. You can like us there. You can add us as a friend. And we're always bugging people to death with invites. We try not to do it too much because we got so many shows. It's kind of annoying.
Never annoying to get your music out there.
That's
come on
right.
now.
It's thank annoying you. For me to click invite to everything.
I will agree with you there as somebody who has to do that regularly too. Well, what do you think, guys? Shall we hear some more live ones?
Of course.
All right, let's take a quick break, and we're going to hear some more live music from Jossol. You're listening to Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. Stay tuned. Lots more to come.
You find a beautiful box, ornate, lacquered, bejeweled, and you wonder, what if everything you ever wanted waited inside? Then you notice it's locked, and there is no key. On the next Snap Judgment, from PRX and NPR, content unknown. Snap Judgment, storytelling with a beat. Do not miss it.
Thursday night at 11 and Sunday night at midnight, right here on WISO.
This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. I'm Juliet Prumholt, and Jossol are our guests this evening here in the WISO studios, and we're going to hear some more live music from them.
Let's hear it.
I just wanted to give a shout-out to my newly husband. I was married last weekend, June 7th, Josh Johnson. I love you, baby.
And this is for the lovers out there.
Heading to the beach with our Appleton in reach tonight. Oh. In the sunfall to the sea as you walk along with me for life. And the fire starts to dance, burning passion in romance so right. Run away with me to the shadows of the beach tonight. Oh, 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 oh. And we drink a little rum, feel this way. And we drink a little rum, feel this way. And we drink a little rum. I'm gonna be
ladies.
Yeah.
You do some little dancey?
Of course.
We just a little dance floor.
Get your body on the dance floor, baby. We're gonna dance all night, night, night. Get your body on the dance floor, baby. We're gonna dance till night, night, night.
Song is about growing up in Dayton, and as we all know, it is a funky town, and this is dedicated to Dayton. Ladies, want to join me?
Of course.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4. Where have all those funky times gone? Thinking about that.
I got to do another shout out because he didn't hear it.
What?
So, I love you, Josh Johnson. Thanks for making me your wife last weekend. It was wonderful.
Aww. Now you better be listening,
right?
Now
he
y'all
was
gonna,
in the bathroom when I.
Y'all, that's nice.
I'm kidding.
So y'all gonna shake that body all night, right?
Oh yeah,
that's right.
That's what we got coming up. Shake that body all night. It's been a lovely evening tonight. Thank you, Julia, for having us in the Kaleidoscope Show. We're a Jazz Soul family. Come on now.
WISO Studios. If that wasn't a dance party, I don't know what is. Check them out. They're going to be at the Oregon Express on June 27th. They're also going to be playing the festival scene this summer, including Miami Valley Music Fest, Wham Bam, and several others. We've got info on how to connect with them on our Facebook page. We are facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Go there, become their friend on Facebook, check out their website, and follow these guys. And of course, come out and see them on September 7th at the WYSO Community Concert at Riverscape Metro Park. All the details on that at WYSO.org. Thank you all so much. It was such a pleasure.
Thank you, Sister Juliet.
Ja Soul live on WYSO on Kaleidoscope. We're going to get back into some recorded music right now. And a little later on, we'll be telling you about Party Arty. It's a fundraiser for the Dayton Performing Arts Alliance. That's coming up in just a little while on Kaleidoscope.
You remind me of a boy who once left me destroyed when he cut me like a saw. This back and forth, and I remind you of someone you loved when you were young.